Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 21st, Friday, 2020, day 52. Today's topic, Lord my God. Yes, I'm the Lord your God. Be holy, be clean, be healed, be free. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Father. Today's four passages are Psalm 30, verses 1 to 5, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1 to chapter 12, verse 8. Mark, chapter 5, verse 21 to 43. Proverbs 10, verses 8 to 9. Today's main passage, Leviticus, chapter 11, verses 44 to 47. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves along the ground. I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore be holy, because I am holy. These are the regulations concerning animals, birds, every living thing that moves about in the water, and every creature that moves along the ground. You must distinguish between the unclean and the clean, between living creatures that may be eaten and those that may not be eaten. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, Lord my God. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Yes, I am the Lord your God. Be holy, be clean, be healed, be free. When I start to write this blog, the Lord moved me to add one word to the topic. Yes. What's the difference of with this yes or without this yes? The difference is that I heard Jesus spoke to me in a very intimate way, and His words confirm my catch today. My main catch today through all four passages is that when we say to the Lord, my God, just as today Psalm 30 verse 2 and John chapter 20 verse 28, when Thomas saw the risen Christ in front of him, he said, my Lord, my God, our life will be completely changed. After I completed reading all four passages, I took a deep breath and said to Jesus, my Lord, my God. Surprisingly, he replied to me saying, yes, I am the Lord your God. Be holy. Be clean, be healed, be free. Do you know what holy really means? you may understand more about what holy means these few days when you read the book of Leviticus. Holy means you do what God wants you to do and not do what commands you not to do. It also means what is clean and unclean. You eat what God says you can eat and not God says you cannot eat. Of course, at that time, thousands of years ago, God had rules for his people to obey so that they could keep healthy and safe. We do not need to observe most of those laws as people have been eating lots of various animals nowadays. But you need to know that in 2003, SARS in Hong Kong killed lots of people and created chaos. At present, coronavirus killed more people and created a worldwide chaos and fear. Why? Because some people ate some animal that should not be eaten. Now, could you say the same word to Jesus so that you can be healed and be free? No more living in fear each day because of coronavirus or other things. My Lord, my God, heal me, free me. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be able to say to you, my Lord, my God, heal me, free me, in any circumstances, so that we can be holy, be clean, be healed, and be free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how important it is for you to be able to say to Jesus, my Lord, my God, heal me, free me. Number two, what kind of help would it be to you? Number three, what is your next step for this to happen? May the Lord bless you.